ABC Radio Australia.
We head to Fiji now, where the men allegedly involved in attempting to smuggle 4 tonnes of methamphetamine into the country in one of the world's biggest ever meth busts will know their fate in court today. The men were charged in January 2024 with plotting to import the drugs worth an estimated $1.3 billion through the tourist hotspot of Dinaraon Island. The trial, which started in May, has exposed the routes drug cartels are using, with the Pacific increasingly becoming a transit point onto the more lucrative Australian market. So joining us now from Fiji is our reporter Lide Movono. Did I say Yandera Lide?
Ian Ravina Egi, good to be talking to you again this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely, this is a big case today. What can we expect from court today?
Egi, it's been a very tough few months. This case has been high profile and quite complex. So there's a lot of anticipation building up as we await the verdict in what you've correctly described as the biggest drug case in Fiji's history and most probably in the Pacific. So at the High Court in Lautoka today, we can expect to hear the verdict. The judge should give his ruling in what has gripped the country for months, and 4 tons of crystal methamphetamine allegedly smuggled into Fiji in late 2023 means that the 7 men who have been on trial are facing what is probably one of the highest sentences in the history of our criminal justice system. As you pointed out, the shipment worth $1.3 billion Australian dollars is the largest ever seized in the Pacific, so we can expect that today's verdict will be one of the most important that will set the Fijian judicial system deals with international crime syndicates, Agnes.
Yeah. Lide, can you let us know what have been some of the key revelations to actually come out of this trial?
It read like a movie, Agnes. The scale and sophistication of this alleged drug operation shocked very many people, including myself. We learned that the meth arrived by sea, transferred from a foreign flag luxurious superyacht to a barge off Fiji's western waters. It was then brought ashore, but hidden in plain sight, Agnes, in nearby residential properties on Dinaraon Island, one of Fiji's most exclusive tourism enclaves and a mecca for a lot of international visitors, including Australians. There were also some dramatic courtroom moments, including when accused persons started to dob on each other and claim that they were being forced and threatened at gunpoint by men with ties to the Russian mafia. There was a key state witness who was granted immunity and who described the sophistication in which the drugs were moved and stored in what is probably plain sight right here on Fiji's tourism hub.
Wow, that does really sound, you've painted it like a movie, for sure. But, you know, people are feeling on the ground, like what has been the public reaction to this trial?
There's been a huge public reaction. People are calling for more off of our police, off of our judiciary. There's also been a real sense of unease because the lead up to the trial was not without drama. There were at least 2 attempts by one of the accused persons, the ringleader, in fact, to flee the country. Same person twice, Agnes. So for many Fijians, this trial is confirming what we feared for a while, that Fiji is now being exploited by some of the most powerful drug cartels out of Mexico, and that the drug trade is no longer something distant, Agnes. People are also anxious about what this case means for Fiji in terms of our law enforcement, in terms of our ability to push back on the drug trade, and also in terms of corruption and accountability, Agnes, because we've had instances where evidence from this particular case and others like it disappear from police containment. You know, whether the justice system can hold this space and keep Fiji safe is something that is pretty much on trial here too, Aggie.
Yeah, and that's the thing, right? This trial really has been seen as a test for how Fiji will address the drug trade. So again, how significant will the outcome of this trial be?
Well, I think it's made it painfully clear that Fiji is not a stopover point anymore. Now the big drug cartels are using Fiji as a hub, and $1.3 billion Australian or 4 tons is quite a lot to move into a country this small. So what's significant about this is our ability to handle cases of this scale and also of this complexity. It's a litmus test of sorts. So a strong outcome would restore, you know, the people's confidence in our judiciary and in our police, but also signal to our international partners like Australia, which had been the intended destination, that Fiji can handle serious organized crime cases, Aggie.
And then, of course, to those who are involved, I mean, the impact around that whole transnational drug trade, you know, having on Fiji, I mean, that, can you correct me if I'm wrong, they've all pleaded not guilty?
There were 10 of them in total. Well, initially, they had rounded up about 16 to 17 persons. And as investigations went on, three key witnesses became state witnesses and they were given immunity from trial. And then just as their evidence started to come out, another three pleaded not guilty. But Agnes, you know, there was a movement back and forth, people pleading guilty and then pleading not guilty. But eventually, the state prosecutor took seven people to trial. So it's seven people that we will hear today, whether they will be jailed. And that's very highly likely because our laws send people to jail for cases involving more than 1 kg. And this is 4 tons. So there's a lot to hear this morning, Agnes.
Okay, well, then, Lizette, do we know or can we expect what time today, you know, we'll know the verdict by?
Absolutely. We're an hour away now from the opening of the High Court here in Lautoka, and we expect that this case will be the first up. The ruling should take a while for the judge to read, given that there are seven different accused persons in the same case. So I can't say a specific time, but by lunchtime, Agnes, we will know if this landmark case has been successfully convicted in Fiji's High Court.
Well, look, always great, Lida, for you keeping us updated on what is happening there. But yeah, we'll find out later on today.
Vina valevu, Agnes.
Vinaka, that is our Fiji correspondent, Lida Movono, keeping us up to date on all the latest with this case across the day here on ABC Radio Australia.